Yo.
Yo, that's Polo.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's good, boy?
What's good, bro? How you doing?
So I'm good, bro. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. Shit. Yo. Yeah, so bro, I just want you to know, bro. I want to appreciate you for hopping on, bro. You know what I'm saying? The rest of my team and shit, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't make it. They had shit to do, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? The show gotta go on, you feel me? So yeah, bro, this the Better Recap Podcast, the Better Recap Podcast, Better Rap Podcast, Hip Hop Media Podcast, man. And we here with your boy. With a guest, man, a special guest, Polo, man. Yeah, so bro, this, you know what I'm saying? This, you know what I'm saying? We just started off, you know what I'm saying, about 2 months ago, bro. You know what I'm saying? We done had cats like, we done already had Easy the Block Captain on here. We had Reaper Rail on here. We done had Jaden Nightwing that came on, G Lo, Prez Mafia just came on, you know what I'm saying, a couple days ago. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about his upcoming caffeine joint, you feel what I'm saying? But if you want to check us out, you know what I'm saying, I'll send you the link to our shit, you know what I'm saying. We want Spotify,
Definitely, definitely,
yeah,
definitely.
Spotify,
Or
iTunes, bro. So yeah, and you know what I'm saying, even, you know what I'm saying, we do shows like every other night, you know what I'm saying, like every damn near every night. I go on every night, you feel what I'm saying. So if you ever want to, you know what I'm saying, just hop on, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
I'm down for the debate, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a battle rapper or whatnot, but like, I'm an artist first and I'm a fan of the culture, so. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, and this is free promo, of course. You feel what I'm saying? Why not? Like, you know what I mean? You know,
Hey,
I just had a battle drop, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the fireworks and shit. I let off a firework in the middle of this shit, so.
Facts.
You feel?
Oh, wait, hold on. I think I seen that shit.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. I let off a fireworks in the middle of a battle.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but you probably got to send me the link to that joint, bro. But yeah, bro, we do. We even, you know what I'm saying? We interview, you know what I'm saying? We just not battle rap, bro. We hip hop too. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so we done
I
brought,
do music too. I'm on tour too.
So we done brought songwriter. We got our songwriter editions. We do those once a week. You know what I'm saying? We had four different songwriters and did the interview for them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Have to shout their shit out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They do the 30-second bar spit at the end and shit like that. Like, it's lit, bro. So we're going to have to schedule something, you know what I'm saying, for that songwriter joint. But other than, you know what I'm saying, the songwriting joint, you feel what I'm saying, on the battle rap side, you know what I'm saying, we can always get you up, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got upcoming battles and shit or whatnot, you feel what I'm saying? You know
I'm
what
battling Sir South in September. We go
hard. Yeah. We go hard?
We go hard.
Okay.
That battle that I'm talking about was on We Go Hard. It just dropped. It's on We Go Hard right now.
So
me versus Preem. Polo Paul versus Preem.
Hey, so go ahead and tell, you know what I'm saying, tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, where they can follow you at and shit like that. And
you
got a platform.
Follow me.
Like,
you can follow me on IG and Twitter at Polo Paul. Normal way you spell Polo, normal way you spell Paul, YFP. So, you know what I'm saying? Polo, Paul, YFP. And then, I got music on all. You can find me on SoundCloud. You can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, everywhere. You feel what I'm saying? YouTube. You get what I'm saying? I got battles on YouTube. Yeah, I'm out here. You feel what I'm saying? I'm doing my little thing.
All right, that's lit. That's lit, bro. So yeah, dog. So what I was gonna talk about, you feel me, was we was gonna talk about, you know what I'm saying, this upcoming Saturday, you feel me? You know, you got the rookies versus, so let's talk, we're gonna rewind right fast. You feel me?
Yeah,
rookies versus vets, round one. It was Jaden Nightwing versus Shotgun Shug, bro. How you feel about that, man? My nigga Jaden Nightwing was fake bullying. You know what I'm saying? Fake bullying my man Shug up there, though, bro.
I mean, I would have called Jay Nightwing off rip. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, right. Like, he's on he went through a whole tournament not choking. I mean, of course, his first shot, like, and he almost won at the end. Like, let's talk about that third round that he had in the first tournament.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
He did something amazing. You get what I'm saying? I feel like niggas don't be pointing out, like, highlight moments. Like, niggas be having loaded lux moments in battle rap and don't be getting no shine. Then you got these niggas that'll watch it and then just make it, you know, theirs in that moment. You know, take the whole creativity from it And just because niggas not showing love and, you know, bringing up this moment. This moment was for the culture. Like, I let off. You know what I'm saying? He put on the glove and he acted like characters.
With like acting like every flows. Other battle rapper. Yeah,
with their own flows. Like, how they attack their punches and how they rap. He dissected everybody in that one moment.
That shit was wild creative, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas be doing wild creative shit. My man Carter did the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, dropped the coins. So he was like, I don't know. He was like, a nigga, so much metal hitting the ground, a nigga still, I don't know.
Carter, you talking about, you talking about Brooklyn Carter?
Yeah, Brooklyn Carter. He was the first to drop coins, right? Chess did it with the Loaded Luck shit. You get what I'm saying? And now you saw Mike P do it after. And it was just like, he got no credit for it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we got to stop that. You feel what I'm saying? We got to bring up niggas. If we see something cool, bring it up. Don't, because when you do something shit, some fire shit, niggas going to show love. Right. I'm going to share it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But niggas don't be showing love in this shit. This shit.
Niggas be hate, boy. You know how that shit be, boy.
Nah, but this shit is sickening. You feel what I'm saying? It takes away. That's what takes away from the potential money. That hating shit brings, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Pop Smoke was about to bring back the culture of New York.
Yeah.
He got killed some hating shit. Off some just hating like, shit. Nipsey Hussle,
FBG does.
Yep. And it's counting. The bodies is counting. You know what I'm saying? Give them their flowers while they're here, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? We can even go back even more. You know what I'm saying? Chink's Drugs, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Chink's Drugs, my nigga. Lil.
It happens every year. It happens. You know, these legends die, bro. Niggas do not live forever, my nigga. So give them their flowers while they're here, my nigga. Right. It's corny that you be a super fan after a nigga's dead. It's stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get bigger as you... Nah, bro. I want to see y'all happy to my music. I want to see y'all happy and spread the...
I want to be able to experience the shit with y'all.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of dealing with the fuck shit and then a nigga end up getting clipped for some stupid shit, you feel me?
Yeah. That shit crazy though, bro. Like, we can even go back, man. Lil Snoop. Remember Lil Snoop?
Yep.
Lil Snoop. Meek Mill, yep. Lil nigga. Yeah.
Yep. I remember all of them, bro. I've been studying hip hop way before I've been battle rapping. You feel what I'm saying? And like all of those. Every figure, like, all of them, like, I looked up to at one point. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when Lil Snoop, that was Meek Mill's, like, cosign. That was his. Yeah. That was his. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would have blown up. That would have because of Meek Mill. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, fact.
And he was just right at the cuss, and they killed him.
On some hating.
He didn't even get to get out of the city.
And they killed him in his own city.
Yes.
Think about it. Chink's Drugs got killed in his own city. Nipsey got killed in his own city. FBG Duck got killed in his own city.
Yeah.
Shit, Triple X Tentacion got killed in his own damn city, bro. That shit wild.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I be talking about that shit in my music, my nigga. Like, that ass. I be telling niggas, man. That shit. And it's, I could really get into some deep shit with you on some, like, government. Like, niggas invest in hip-hop for niggas to be like that. For like, niggas to make music. Like, Bobby made music. He ended up in jail. Tekashi. Like, these niggas get funded. They be having the wicked most videos to be getting talked about and all that for the setup. For the setup, bro. My nigga, he became an informant, bro. So, like, nobody flagged Tekashi, bro.
Yeah.
I met him like in 2016 in the studio, and he was running around with the Scum Gang. You know that shit, Scum Gang. He'd be like Scum Gang.
Yeah,
right?
Scum Gang. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not him. That's not him. That's my niggas from Brooklyn. Like, that's one of my brother's shit from Brooklyn, bro. Just So Brooklyn, my nigga. Shout out to him. He be doing the videos and shit and whatnot. But, like, and he's frat. Like, I'm in a frat, so he's frat. So, nigga,
what Greek
he
y'all
came around. He came around. Like, remember when niggas was saying that Tekashi was Crip?
Yeah.
Before he was Blood, right?
Yeah.
He was hanging around Scum Gang, like Scum Gang Dizzy, Just So Brooklyn. There's footage of the him all being just a herb ass nigga, mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they, you know what I mean? He went to the Bloods, you know what I mean? Cause he wanted you see the video with all the Bloods on that block?
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted to do that with Crips. Crips wasn't jacking it because he was like, yo, we bleed for this shit. Like, fuck are you talking about? Like,
yo, which video that was when he had the Bloods and the Crips?
Bloods. He had the fucking Gumbo. Gumbo.
Gumbo.
It was supposed to be the record Gumbo, bro. Word to my dead mother. Like, word to Just So Brooklyn. He asked them niggas. Like, he was hanging around this footage of him being, like, creepy all up, right?
Yeah.
And he asked them niggas, and they wasn't jacking him. So he stopped chilling with them niggas, but he was still claiming Scum Gang. Remember, he says it in the record.
Yeah, Scum Gang. He said it's name. I'm going.
Nah, but that's back. That's all clout. That's Brooklyn. That's not his.
Yeah. Talk about
that's
it.
That's not his clout. But he used it. You know what I mean? He knew it was bigger. Niggas would kind of cosign. He got that radio play. He got that push. He met them Billy niggas. Them Billy niggas thought he was weird, but niggas saw money in the situation, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, you could tell in the interview, they picked up where he was left off with Scum Gang. That's how, and then I just met him randomly at a studio in Long Island. Just met him. So when I asked him about it, he was acting weird about the Scum Gang shit. I was like, oh, so you know, Just So Dizzy and them niggas, right?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, but he didn't elaborate. He didn't want to talk about it. That's how I knew. So when the Billy niggas, they just got caught up in the clout. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know, nobody's a bad person, bro. Like he's the kid's not a bad person, but he sold his soul. Like he got his whole face tatted up. Come on, bro. Like
you're
not gonna do anything else but this music, bro. And
when niggas start doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what they saying. You feel me?
Yeah. So look. So then he got with them Billy niggas, and that's where it got really turned. Then you came with some more savages that, you know, they were really willing to sacrifice their clout. Like they was just in demon mode. Like Shotty was on the run. You heard it in the interview, my nigga. Like Shotty was on the run. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And nigga, like he took over that. Cause he wasn't even chilling with Shotty. He was chilling with like Billy. Like you could look it up in the interview. I was watching it. This is a whole phenomenon, my nigga.
Wait,
he's getting funded still, bro. Like, think about this. Like he's still getting funded. OD. Oh fucking D, bro.
Yeah.
OD, the companies, the clout is too much. He's gonna be watched regardless, bro.
That's wild, boy.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And this is funded by the government. Now it's proved. He's with the police. He's an informant. Now it's really funded by the government. Come on, bro. Think about it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's some wicked shit. And niggas is still kind of jacking him. Like,
niggas still jacking him, though.
It's perception, bro. It's perception. how niggas is like him being like alive or whatever the case may be. Our kids could be perceived to being like snitching is okay. I mean, he's okay with it, but there's mad. There's tens and twenties of years of niggas getting killed over snitch. Even just the discussing with police, bro.
Just talking
to the nigga. And you, if you involved in some street shit, oh, you clipped. So check this out. You said it.
Hey, yo, so Polo, check this out, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Now check this out, bro. You know what I'm saying? I stayed in New York for 6 years, bro. But I'm from Chicago. You feel what I'm saying? I'm back in Chicago. But I stayed in Brooklyn. You feel me? I stayed in Brownsville off Mother Gasson Ave, off Pickett Ave. You feel what I'm saying?
That's not too far where that battle was from. Where I let off the firework. That's not like too far from there.
I didn't stay, you know what I'm saying, Flatbush off the 2 train off Newkirk Ave, you feel what I'm saying? And I didn't stay in the Bronx, you feel what I'm saying, off Allison Avenue and shit like that. So I stayed in New York for about 6 years, but I'm from Chicago too, but I'm originally from Chicago. Now check this out, though. You was just talking about, you know what I'm saying, niggas just see you talking to the police just a little bit, you know what I'm saying, niggas clip you, right? Now check this out. Where I'm from, bro, like in Chicago, bro, police will do some stupid ass, like, nigga, the police will do some dumb shit, like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They'll, you know what I'm saying, they'll pull up, you know what I'm saying, on the block, niggas is hanging out and shit like that, niggas on their bullshit on the block, you know what I'm saying, you know how shit be, on the Ave and shit, niggas just out there, you feel me? They'll pick a nigga out individually and just start fucking with a nigga, you feel what I'm saying, and put him in the back of the seat and act like, and I know this because this shit happened to me, right? You know what I'm saying, and put him in cuffs and put him in the back seat, you know what I'm saying, and act like, you know what I'm saying, niggas gonna, you know what I'm saying, book a nigga, you feel what I'm saying? But then ride around with him, you know what I'm saying, for a little bit, for, you know what I'm saying, 5-10 minutes, and then niggas will do some bullshit, you know what I'm saying, and pull up right back where the guys is at, you feel what I'm saying, uncuff them, you know what I'm saying, and drop them off right there, and then drive off, and niggas looking at you like, boy, what the fuck, what happened, you know what I'm saying, like, why the fuck?
Just to fuck with you,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, boy. And we'll be looking at niggas like, yo, what the fuck? Like, nigga, my guys was like, yo, bro, what the fuck? I'm like, nigga, I ain't tell them niggas nothing, bro. Them niggas just fucking with me, boy. Y'all can believe what y'all want, nigga. You feel me? But nigga, I ain't tell them shit. They ain't even ask me shit.
Yo, but you could be clipped for that. Like, there was years back in the day, 1995, you would have been dead. 2000, you would have been dead, my nigga, just off of rip. Like, just off rip.
Niggas will clip you. Niggas will clip you for that. You feel what I'm saying?
I know it. Yeah, bro, I know it.
And then they ain't notice until, you feel what I'm saying? They ain't notice until, you know what I'm saying? One of my boys, Raj, you feel what I'm saying? The shit happened to him. You're like, yeah, bro, they just try to make a nigga look like they was snitching. They ain't it. I was like, yeah, nigga, I told you.
Yeah, but I mean, once you clip, think about this, right? So he dropped this is how it goes. So he drops you off, right? They fuck with you. They think you like kind of, and if they do something, they're caught off rip. They were watching you the whole time.
They're still watching
right now. So it's like, all right, if you do anything to him, nigga, like, it's over. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, it's nasty work, bro.
Nasty work, bro. You know
it's
how to
nasty work. It's bro. Nasty.
Hey, yo, but just
you know what I'm
with the Audi Boom joint. The Audi Boom
joint. I'm sad about that. Hey, listen, man. Listen. This is what I feel like happened, bro. I don't get into that shit because, you know what I'm saying? I don't even talk to police. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll be getting my money. You feel what I'm saying? Right.
That's all it is to do.
So I feel like y'all all four got caught, right?
Yeah.
One of them niggas is cooperating. Like off rip.
Somebody cooperating.
Look. I wasn't Audi Boom. That was like off rip, like snitching. Like, all right. So, and it says it in the paperwork, right?
Yeah.
But this is where you take your freedom into suggestion. Like this is what the courtroom This is what the law and order is going to provide for you. This is what your lawyer is going to say to you. He said, that nigga is snitching. They offering her in a deal because you already lit. Like, they're all of y'all are lit. Like, he's already given up everything.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
They just want to match up who shot the gun, who's getting certain charges, my nigga. Dead ass.
Yeah, talk about it.
That's how, my cousins are lawyers, bro. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You ever been interrogated by a trained family member? It's different. It's different, bro. And them niggas, it's worse in the game over drug money and all that shit. It's worse, my nigga. They want. These are livelihoods. The cops' livelihoods and it's everything, bro. So, It's a setup, bro. I don't even want to get too much into it. Because it's like, all right, Adi Boom, he signed a plea agreement. So it's like, all right, you saying that you incriminated yourself. You feel what I'm saying? And you're co-signing that there was a robbery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You submitted that information, you know what I mean? And you thought it was just affecting you. But in turn, they're using you
to incriminate
the original snitch incriminate everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's why they give you credit for your years of an agreement.
Because you cooperated, nigga.
But they all could have cooperated, but nobody... No, he said that. He said, yo, y'all niggas better take this plea together. And niggas is going to stand up tall, especially if it's like... There's already a snitch in it. Nah, like you're putting me in jail. I'm not putting myself in jail, nigga. No, you about to take that. So like, you gonna have to eat that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm in here because it's a snitch. You know what I mean? Like, Adi Boom, I ain't gonna hold you. You should have just took the. You know what I mean? But he wanted the clout and the freedom. He wanted the battle rap. He didn't think it was gonna get back to him and shit.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that was
boy.
A real heavy. Shit got, that's a real man. Heavy ass case. And man, this nigga's still in jail after that. So
listen,
that's like,
bro, check this out, bro. This nigga Adi Boom out on 5 years. The rest of his niggas gonna be doing 30 years, bro. 30 years, bro.
And the coronavirus.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Bro. Yeah, we don't even know. You know, that shit might change the world. We might be wearing face masks forever, nigga.
Forever, nigga. I'm used to the shit now. I'm just like, man, this shit like second nature now.
Bro, I sell face masks. YFP, White Rhino Party, face masks, you know. You know what I mean? That's my brand and whatnot. I've been doing the White Rhino Party. That's what I've been on tour with. We just hit Maryland. We just hit, we did New York twice. We did New York 3 times because the first one was in New York. Then we did Maryland. Then we did New York 2 times. Then we did Milwaukee. Then we did Las Vegas. And then this last one, I got a battle in Mississippi. So we're going to do one in Mississippi too.
Damn, bro. So you was out in Vegas, bro. But it's like out there, bro. I ain't never been out there, bro.
Oh, dumb. That shit is hot, bro. Hot, bro. Like 113 degrees. On a strip, nigga. On a regular. Nighttime, too, nigga.
Damn.
100 degrees nighttime.
What?
You feel me? Yeah, it's different type of hot. And right now, bro, like, you know, with all the coronavirus and, like, you know, how easy you could get it, I understand why Vegas is the fucking highest shit. Like, because a strip is crazy. Like, not me. You feel what I'm saying? But stay out the way, nigga. Like, you stay safe. You feel what I'm saying? You wash them hands and you fucking
keep
you
your mask
the best.
On.
Put that mask on too. Mm-hmm.
Come, you just said.
Don't be all everybody's face. Like,
don't be all everybody crib and shit like that. You know?
Yeah, like just chill, like.
Facts.
Yeah, but it was lit out there, like, you know, the classic shit, the weed is fire, like, it's mad legal out there. I came back with weed on the plane, deadass.
That's wild.
Yeah, you know, like, it's not easy to get weed on a plane right now. Like, I don't know what's going on, but it's definitely easier. Well, nah, I mean, it's a legal state, so it's like, you know what I mean? So they don't,
yeah, it's different out there.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like, I think you can travel under an ounce.
Word?
Yeah, but don't let them find that shit, though. Because then you're going to have to go through bullshit. They might take it. You feel what I'm saying? When you out there, like, because it's like, they're not looking for that. So it's like, why get caught with it? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's legal in that way. It's like a loophole.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, hey, they're not looking for it, but, you know.
Hey, yo, so Polo, bro, hey, so you want to, I want to talk about, because this summer Madness 10, bro, because, you know, we got,
three battles
that we know about.
Which one we talking about? Because I know Briz and Mook. That's all I know.
All right, so it's locked in. Chess versus Kayshawn is locked in for Summer Madness 10, bro.
Holy shit. Yeah. See, they saved that for the good one. You see how long that took, bro?
Yeah, bro, that shit is long overdue.
See how long? But it's more appreciated. Yeah. Bro. It's on a legendary card. It's legendary. It's a legendary match.
Yeah.
It's off of one moment. It started off of one moment. You know what I mean? That's kind of like the legacy of battle rap. That's what I love about battle rap, kind of.
That shit gonna be a movie.
Yeah, it's gonna be a movie. Like, and Chess is gonna have some wicked shit, bro. Wicked shit. And they got paid. They both got paid more than they ever got paid before for that match.
Yeah. Like the
Think about that. Yeah, it's the caffeine joint. So now, like, you know what I mean? They got paid on a different level, bro.
The bag is there. You feel
the
what
bag
I'm
is there. The bag so, is there. Like
I was with my team last night. You feel what I'm saying? We was talking. You know what I'm saying? And everybody. I'm the only nigga that they. Everybody saying they talking about. Oh yeah, Kayshawn 3-Zip. I'm like, you niggas wild. Y'all don't give Chess a round.
Chess might be him.
That's what I said, bro. I said Chess might fuck around and beat Kayshawn, bro. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like
he battled a lot of niggas. You get what I'm saying? It's like
and niggas don't play. Niggas was like, oh yeah, but niggas be, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, it depends if niggas take Chess serious. I said niggas don't play with Chess. Look at Ars. Ars didn't play with Chess. Tay Rock didn't play with Chess.
And Chess be saying amazing shit, so. At the end of the day, that young boy is for the culture. You feel what I'm saying? He is the culture. You feel what I'm saying? He is the future of battle rap, whether niggas like it or not. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you see how, like, Surf, all Surf had to do is finish his rounds. And niggas would have been like, oh, 3-0 Surf.
Yeah.
You know what's
crazy? That's what niggas was saying. That's all Chess got to do is finish all three of his rounds. And you know what I'm saying? They can say
it's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they have a huge fan base, and not just because of who they are. When you show who you are, you're kind of a star in battle rap. When you are really who you are, and you live it, and you out here, and you doing your thing, and you ain't worried about nobody, and, like it shows, bro. It shows.
Yeah.
It shows. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? That nigga Surf is dropping a book. On Saturday.
Word?
Yep.
Wow.
House in Virginia, too.
House in Virginia, that's too. His... He already got another. He already got a book.
Yeah. Yeah, he already got a book.
That's nigga. Crazy.
Niggas, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's a different thing. Like, I don't even be debating about battles no more. I mean, for personal factor. Like, I only do it for fan aspect. But, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, this shit is a whole million-dollar culture. It's not just that caffeine. The whole concept of battle rap is the bag.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It takes money to put together those events. And no one wants to do anything for free. 2020, we don't work for free. No more free, Randy.
Fuck you, man.
No more free, Randy. No more free. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why Murder Mook is one of the smartest niggas. He got paid a fucking grip for Briz.
Yo, you know what's crazy, though? It's crazy how this battle rap shit go, bro. Like, the nigga Briz... No, the nigga, yeah, so the nigga Briz gets punt. The nigga get, you know what I'm saying? The nigga gets popped on, you know what I'm saying? Just off that situation right there, this nigga it catapults his career right up to battling Mook. Like, what the fuck?
Yep, because Mook punched him.
Damn, bro.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? They was going to give niggas, like, you know, the two-on-two shot. Like, I did a two-on-two with KO and Captain Live and Chris Mills. And I was like a rookie in We Go Hard. So, you got what I'm saying? It's what like,
bro?
You get that shine, you get that opportunity. But what came from that opportunity is something that transpired between Mook and Briz. Mm-hmm. And Mook is a real simple nigga, like,
yeah.
Hey, yo, Lou, with the bag. he's and when I say simple, like, he's simple, like, he's to the bag. He only follows money. He's only going to go to where the biggest money move is, right?
Right.
So
right.
He sat out. He was like, oh, it's genius. He obviously squashed it, like, with because Briz wasn't trying to, you know what I mean? He didn't even have a problem with Mook, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He felt like Briz was doing too much, and Briz kind of agreed with him. Yeah. So it wasn't, you know what I mean? But, oh, you got to see me.
Hey, yo, Louie.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
Yo, Louis.
Yo.
What up, bro?
Yo, good. So,
bro, so we just talking. Yo, you hear us?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hears it.
Yeah, we hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
We trying not to talk over each other.
Hey, yo, so Louie, you know what I'm saying? He volunteered to come on and shit like that, bro. Hey, yo, Louie, bro. So we just talking about Mook and Briz right now, bro. Summer Madness 10.
Yo, I'm excited. I'm actually quite interested because Briz kind of said he didn't want to do the battle no more after he tried to fight them in real life. So I'm quite interested to see.
Nah, I mean,
what Briz comes in.
He didn't want to fucking battle at all no more.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it was just like Mook felt like, I mean, it's gonna be a money match because they. What do you have to say to me? Like, that's the question, you feel? Yo, that's really the question. Because think about this, right? I'll even use a whole situation and a metaphor of how, like, hype this is for battle rap, right?
Okay.
Right? You remember when Tay Rock battled Geechee Gotti?
Yeah.
What was Geechee Gotti's first line?
Nigga, why the fuck you ain't help Briz?
yo, niggas went wild, son. Yo,
hey, yo, hey, but Polo.
Around, I was like, yo, niggas is petty, son.
Hey, yo, but niggas... Polo. Hey, yo, Polo, though. Hey, check this out, though, bro. Like, after that first round, bro, to be honest, bro, I wasn't even, bro. Tay Rock was doing rapping his heart out the next two rounds and shit, bro. I wasn't even hearing none of that shit he was talking, bro. That shit was like a first round knockout, bro. That whole first round was crazy.
Yeah, and like he got the wave off that first round. Like Tay Rock definitely won the rounds 2 and 3 to me.
Yeah, but
he did.
I don't think he won round two. I don't think he won round two.
Yo, he almost won round one. It was just like that was the weakness at that time. And that nigga took a blade and he stuck it in there. Then he dug it in and he went all the way down until your stomach opened, my nigga. Like, dude. Nigga, he was a bitch. Yo, he made...
Yo, this shit was wild, boy.
The cameras were shaking, too.
What happened, Louis?
The cameras were shaking too. Like the cameras were shaking right after he said that too.
Yeah, like, that's a fact. No, yo, everybody was sicking. Like, it didn't, that's the beauty of battle rap when this shit hits everybody. Like, there's only certain moments, bro, because it's like everybody has an opinion in battle rap. I've been in a week, my recent battle, you feel what I'm saying? There was moments where niggas was making a noise in the crowd, right? But you know there's niggas that don't show love in battle rap. But on my comments, on my Instagram, them shits be OD, nigga. Like, 40 comments. Oh, my God. Quoting shit and everything, bro. You get what I'm saying? So, it's two wars. It's one in the room. But once you can... If you can hit a haymaker... That's a true meaning of a haymaker. If you could get everybody, whether it's on the cam, in the room, to be like, oh, holy shit. That's a haymaker.
That's
a haymaker. Like, you got what I'm saying? Where I can make everybody make noise regardless of the hate. You know what I mean? That's haymakers. Like, line for line. You know what I mean? Boom. Boom. You know what I mean? Like, Gun Title's first round was full of haymakers. It was nasty work. It was like the worst haymaker shit 2-on-2 I've ever seen. Of
Hey, yo, so let's talk, bro. I'm going to talk, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into it. All right, so let you know what I'm saying? Yo, Lewis.
Yeah.
Bro, who would you say? What's your top three all time, bro? Or give me fuck that. Who on your Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore, top five? Well, I mean, these are all my favorites. I don't like doing best stuff, like you said, because it's all opinion. Yeah. It all changes.
Yeah.
So my top five is Sue Surf, Hollow the Dawn,
okay,
Daylight, Rum Nitty, and Averb.
Averb?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's underrated. Right, cool. I think people don't give Averb enough credit.
No, I fucks with Averb, bro. I'm a Midwest cat anyway. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah. Yeah.
He barely survived that third round against Twerk, but still, to survive that big haymaker.
Yeah. I mean, he's he's a bigger he's that caliber. That's why Twerk was able to have that haymaker. You know what I mean? It's kind of the caliber of an opponent. You know what I mean? You can tell. You feel what I mean? He Averb has to work harder than Twerk. You know what I'm saying? Niggas gotta work harder to keep up their legend status. You feel me? They gotta keep up their brand to this point. They gotta keep coming back. They gotta keep on, bro. They got people on their back. He had the whole Midwest on his back. So at a point, bro. You know what I mean? Like, to some people, he did kind of beat Lux. You feel what I'm saying? Not to me, but you feel what I'm saying? But I respect niggas grinds, like, you know what I mean. Me personally, I was.
So what you think? You think what about Averb and Mook? You had him beating Mook, or you had Mook winning that?
Of course, I had Mook winning that, but I didn't. I just didn't enjoy Mook. Bar for bar, I think
sense.
He took the battle. I just didn't enjoy it. I mean, it's just like, all right. I rap, bro. I've been rapping for like I've been writing since I was 11. I'm like 28 right now, right?
Yeah.
So the bar structure, format, and what you're talking about when you rap, there's two ways of winning a battle. There's the concept of in the room where I'm making niggas rock. I'm rocking a room on your bitch ass. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that could be affected by like, if I have 40 niggas in the building that just love me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it can be, you know what I mean? I don't take it that serious in the room, but if you know how to rock the room and you know how to control the crowd, I do take it into account. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I also take his, if he can rock your room with more fans of your fans, then it's OD. It's a flip. Like, I think he's killing you. You feel me? So all right, when you take away the room, where I don't give a fuck about who's in the room And I'm just talking about bar structure. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Murder Mook be ODing, bro. Like, we want him to be simple, and he can't even be simple because he's been doing this too long. So he always does too much in the line. He tried to dumb it down. Yo, you know he killed the shit out of Loaded Lux, and he literally made the battle unpleasant.
Yeah.
Iron Solomon, he killed him. But the battle was really trash to watch. Like, I was like, yeah, he's gonna win, bro. Like, can we, like,
man, skip? That whole Total Slaughter shit, bro. I was not a fan of that shit, bro.
Bro, because he knows how to win, bro. He knows what it is, bro. He knows, you get what I'm saying? This nigga knows what he's doing, bro. He knows what he's doing the whole time, bro. And then, yo, Verb had enough steam. With Murder Mook, he wanted to battle Loaded Lux off of Murder Mook. So if he even made it debatable, that's why niggas call it debatable, bro. Because Murder Mook was ODing, bro. Nigga, 20 minutes in a round, bro?
That's too much. You win. I'm taking points off. Why is it taking you 20 minutes to say something that could take you five?
No, bro, I'm not taking points off because this is why I'm not taking points off, right? Okay. When it first dropped, I didn't watch the third round. I turned it off and then you know when you first watch something, you're really not paying attention. I'm not even paying attention to the Verb. I mean, I just want to see what happened. You know, you listening to the reaction and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I turned on like the third round. I turned on the third round like the other day, just the third round, nothing else, bro. Right? Murder Mook was ODing, bro. If I was Verb, I would fight him, bro. I would fight him, bro. He was ODing, bro, and that's OD, bro. That's OD. And for niggas not to cut him off for 20 minutes. That's wild, man. That's the clout of battling Murder Mook, bro. He definitely won that battle. We're not gonna even discuss that. But in the room, wait. But look.
I got Verb from that joint.
Listen. You got him winning in the room.
I have winning on camera.
Yeah,
You want to do a bar count?
But again,
we could do a show strictly on that show, and we could just do bar counts.
We could, but to me, listen.
He's gonna lose on every round.
A 20-minute round versus a 5-minute round, you better win the bar count. If you have a 20-minute round and I spend 5 minutes, you better win the bar count.
Yes. He's gonna win.
You're spending 20 minutes. Yeah.
I'm telling you, he wins every.
But that's nothing to brag about. That's nothing to brag about if it takes you 20 minutes.
Nah, it
to beat somebody.
No, if you could rap for 20 minutes, no chokes, no nothing, bro. Bravo.
It's about quality for me, bro. It's about quality.
Niggas hate Murder Mook, bro. You don't, my nigga, he's been making quality for the last 20 years for battle rap. If there was no Murder Mook, there wouldn't be no A-Verb. There would be none of these niggas, bro. Ain't nobody would be getting paid. I'm getting paid for battle rap, and it's because of that nigga. So put some respect on my man's name. Put some fucking respect on my man's name, bro.
Yeah!
Battle rap, bro. That nigga's battle rap, my nigga.
Hey, yo, so Lewis.
Yeah.
Hey, so Lewis, what you think about this Murder Mook versus Briz, bro? What's your take on that?
He got
a 3-0 Briz.
No, here's the thing. I guess it depends. Do you guys think it's gonna be like a personal battle? Like, are they gonna go really personal?
What? Crazy?
All three rounds is gonna be based off what the fuck happened.
Yep. And I want
This battle is not going to be no general bars. It's going to be all personal bars.
All personal. And I love battles like that, nigga. I love battles like that, bro. I don't like style clashes. I don't like none of. I like personal battles, and I like bar fest. I like bar fest and personal. Or I like a bar, like some nigga doing some bars, like OD. He's ODing with the bars, right? And a nigga just humiliating him. And nigga just humiliating him, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? See, that's the point of battle rap. It's always a show. It's like, five fucking battles is five fucking shows, five fucking acts. You know what I mean? These book venues, these book names. You feel what I'm saying? So, and that, nobody would be doing it if it wasn't for Murder Mook.
I'll tell you this Dead much. Ass. I'll tell you this Period. Much. If Mook raps,
Period.
If Mook raps Period. For 20 minutes again, I'm giving it
he
to Briz.
No,
I'm giving it to Briz easily.
Yeah. I mean, you have to though. Like, it's in a small room. He can't even do that. You're not even allowed to do that. They will time you. You feel what I'm saying? So he's gonna do what he do, but that pressure of being in front of Murder Mook too. And being
I don't
in front
know,
of
but
set,
but see, I don't know if that applies to Briz, because like Briz is just so
Briz was acting
Briz is so unique
OD.
And unorthodox.
No.
Oh,
no,
he was
no,
in the battle. In the battle, he was.
Come on, bro.
He was going
come
off at the
bro.
Same time. But he was going off at the same time.
No, he wasn't. That round was I wanted to hear what Calico and Murder Mook was saying, but that nigga was ODing.
Yo, they started so slow. They started so slow. They're like, hey, what's up with us?
But when, you know, that was just because they missed, that was originally supposed to be in North Carolina. I was in the building at North Carolina. I saw Murder Mook. So, like, you know, when you miss the fucking shit. So it's like you add more shit, but where he was starting that and where it started, that's where the beginning. That was the original material. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's why I started picking it up, right?
I mean, that's a rookie move though, but that's a rookie move, especially if they come out bar. If they come out like bar after bar, you can't come out with a long ass story. That goes nowhere.
They're not. Yo, T-Top and Briz round was not that crazy, bro.
Bro.
The craziest thing that they said was the shit about his mom. And that was OD. And that was kind of OD, bro. That was kind of OD. Like, she just died. You ain't see it? But, I mean, anybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Bro. Like,
I'm not giving points off that. Yeah, no. But they had bars, though. They had bars and performance off that.
Not really, bro. It wasn't.
I wish I could remember
like
some of the bars right now.
Yeah, exactly. You can't remember anybody, but I remember.
I only seen the battle one time.
Murder Mook's round. I could remember something that happened in Murder Mook's round.
All right, go ahead.
The punch, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? Yo, think about this. Hey, yo, all the footage and all the after effects that affected Tay Rock and Briz and everybody's career, Murder Mook was chilling after that. he was smoking his cigarette in an interview. Like, yeah. He said, yeah, I don't even know why he did that to me. Like,
hey, dog.
And you can't wrong him for it. You can't wrong him for it because niggas can't act regular around legends. You be so... niggas be so caught up in the hate for niggas that they be extra. They don't even be by themselves. Like, Briz, why you acting like that, my nigga? You trying to have another fuck the blog moment? Yo, like, niggas be taking their clout to their head, bro. Be regular. He's rapping, bro. You all in his space. Bro, you're wildin', bro.
Yeah.
You're wildin', bro.
Yeah, he was a little
You're
bit.
Wildin',
I'm
bro.
Not gonna lie.
So, like, bro, like, as a man, you better be regular. Like, you better be regular in this round. Because it's like, I'm not going to feel bad for you. You know what I mean? Be regular. You know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all have a convo before this shit so niggas don't fight again. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? That fucked up URL's money bad, son. Bad, bro. And that was a free event. Niggas... Yo, you know what happened after Troy Ave shot up the venue? That fucked up hip-hop, bro. Niggas
really?
Did not pick venues in New York, bro. Come on,
oh yeah.
Bro. Come on, bro. You gotta take everything into account. If you're gonna take little things like him rapping 20 minutes, you know what I mean? You gotta take everything into account then. You feel what I'm saying? How niggas is rapping, when they rapping, after they rapping. Yo, you know why Twerk lost to Geechee Gotti so clear?
Wow, what happened?
Because he slammed Norbs.
Man, that nigga, nah, come on, bro. That nigga talk was bullshitting too, bro.
Yeah, he was bullshitting, but like, my nigga, if you was focused on your rounds rather than slamming, I don't know how much Norbs weighs, but I know it's not light. That nigga did.
It's at least 250, at least.
The weight, it's probably 300, bro. Probably 300. And the nigga plotted. The way I heard the story is the nigga kind of plotted. Like, he let it in the venue. He was all, the nigga shook his hand. While he was doing interview, he came up, ran up, and slammed the shit out that nigga. Oh, I was like, damn. Man. That's fucked up, my nigga. That's some fucked up shit, my nigga. Yeah, I mean, granted, there's always two sides to a street. So, like, you be saying, like, he fucked with your baby moms, but, you know, I got into some trouble a couple of times in a couple of years, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. So, shit happens, bro, but I know for a fact
because of that. Hey, Polo and Louis, bro. When we done, you know what I'm saying? We can stay on as long as y'all want to, you know what I'm saying? But when we done, you know what I'm saying? I just sent y'all, when y'all check y'all inbox, man, I sent y'all some of the interviews, you know what I'm saying, that we did, man. Y'all can check them out when y'all get off if y'all want to. That's it.
Nah, definitely, okay. Bro. But
yeah, anyway, bro. All right. So, bro, this weekend, bro, we got the showcase, bro. We got the showcase. You know what I'm saying? We got four battles. You know what I'm saying? Four decent battles. You feel what I'm saying? The first one I want to talk about is Loso versus Ryder.
Ooh. I got
I'm
Ryder.
Not excited for this battle. I'm not excited for it for this battle.
Me either, because I hate Loso.
He's I decent.
Like,
he's
yo,
yeah.
I feel like Saga should be like way bigger than him, but Saga be fucking up.
Right, so who the best horseman?
Saga, hands down. Not even in
debate. I think A-Ward is, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, lyrically, yeah, you would have to give it to A-Ward. But A-Ward can't break the boundary of hip-hop the way Saga can. Because, you get what I'm saying? You're not Eminem. You already limited yourself that you know what I'm saying? You're Christian, so it's like, I've seen it all. From
you put yourself in a box.
You put yourself in a box.
It's so much, only so much you can talk about and do.
Yo, you didn't even have to announce that you was like super Christian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would be so dope, bro. Like, you would be so dope. But he's A-Word, the Christian battle rapper. So I don't really care about anything you're doing.
So, you know what I'm saying? But in this battle, bro, I'm going Ryder, bro. I'm gonna go ahead and go with Ryder. You feel me?
Yeah, Ryder. You see what he did to Mike P's life, bro?
Yeah.
Nah, leave that boy alone.
But that's just personal. But that's the thing. That's like that's one personal, and it's kind of like a weak personal. That's like a weak personal.
Yo, Ryder's...
Hold on, wait. Personal, bro, the shit was true, bro. It wasn't no...
No, here's the thing. No, here's the thing.
You said it was a weak personal?
Well, here's the thing. All right, let me explain myself.
How old are
you, bro? Hold on, I'm 23. Well, hold on, let me explain myself. Well, hold on, let me explain myself. But in the context of the battle rap, yes, it was hard. It was a hard personal because it was true and all that stuff, right?
No, I'm saying, like, bro, like, you ever, like... Right, you ever been dealing with a girl and then y'all going through it and then she just gets fucked by another nigga? You never like went through that? Like, cause like Ryder not only did that to Mike P.
I don't think that was the case between them two though. But no, the thing was Ryder said he fucked P's girl.
He been fucking her. Like, he was fucking her the whole time. He was
fucking the whole time?
The whole time. Until like they really got serious, bro. That's what he was trying, and he didn't know. He didn't know at what timeline they knew they fucked around. But you know, like you know, a girl could leave out a word or two to make it a little bit better, bro. Yeah, pussy is dangerous, true. Bro. Pussy is dangerous. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, but Bill Collector annihilated him. Nigga said, he said you fucking went to Twitter and all followers all. That's not gonna make the ones follow.
That's a body. That's a clear
body.
But you know what's crazy, y'all? Y'all know what's crazy about, you know what I'm saying? You know what's crazy about this this battle rap shit, bro? You can star some shit that follows you and you can't finish and somebody else gonna have to finish. Check this out, bro. You know how all this shit started with Mike P, bro? All this shit started that second round with Danny Myers, bro. If he never had
Danny Myers, he should have left that boy Danny Myers alone.
It went from Danny Myers to Ryder.
That was a big ass battle for him.
But yeah, but check this out though. It went from Danny Myers to Ryder to Bill Collector. Check this out, bro. If this nigga, if Mike P never has that second round versus Danny Myers, bro, none of this shit ever happens, bro.
I don't think so. I think Ryder would still try to pull the angle out because he's not gonna be Mike P in bars.
No, he said it in a round. He said like, yo, you really was wilding on Danny.
That's the only reason he brought that off the tour shit.
Yeah, he was like, you love your girl, you're gonna get over this. And the only reason I'm doing this is because you wowed on Danny's wife, right? Because he finished it up in the third round. He finished it up. He was coming at him because he was an addict and you was ODing on an addict. You was ODing on an addict just for a battle, my nigga. And then you know what I mean? You be force firing on niggas and thinking it's cool, but when it happens to you, you know what I mean? And you get a little emotional, you fucking cry about it, bro. You get what I'm saying? You cry about
it. He was about
it,
to cry on that stage too. He really was about to cry on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think
that's battle rap, boy. That's battle rap. I would have respected it the Bill Collector shit. Woo! Yo, Bill Collector is dangerous.
He's witty. He's clever. He's funny. He got performance. It's kind of hard to beat. It's hard to beat, especially when you come off such a shaky performance. But I got Loso 2-1. I got Loso 2-1. That's BB and Nice.
The fuck out.
I don't think Ryder got bars like that. Against Loso?
What are you talking about right now, bro?
I think Loso has a better pen.
Loso's not hot, bro.
I never said he was hot. But he's better than Ryder.
He's not gonna hit way more haymakers than Ryder. Ryder is gonna hit him with haymakers. He's gonna shake the little room they in, bro. It's gonna be nasty. Watch.
We'll see.
Bro, you ain't gotta worry. I ain't have to ask Ashley what she was doing in the room.
I'm sorry.
I know. I was drumming. Oh, her name's Ashley. Come on, bro. Are you crazy? You're crazy, bro. You don't think Ryder has bars? You're crazy. Who you think has bars? Loso does not have bars versus. I got Ryder smoking the shit out of Loso. Honestly, I got a 30. That's right. Waiting for a 30.
All right, we'll see.
And
we'll
only because you just said that Ryder don't got bars like that. So now I got him 30. Yeah. What else is on the card?
So Prez Mafia versus Riggs.
I got Prez. 2-1.
Yeah, Prez. Yes, I got Prez.
But Riggs is fire though. So if he wins, I'm not surprised because that nigga's fire.
Yeah, I figure. You know what I'm saying, Prez. You feel what I'm saying, like. I'm a little biased, you know what I'm saying? Because he done came on our show and shit.
Yeah, you biased. Yeah, feel me?
So then we got EK versus Prep.
I don't know.
I'm excited to see Prep again. I'm really excited to see Prep again. I'm excited to see Prep again because he was one of my favorites at the top. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Prep is about to do because every time Prep like goes and, you know, disappears for a while and then comes back, he'd be on some crazy shit. So I don't really know how to call that battle. Prep and who? Who is it again?
EK.
Yeah, EK didn't. That style that he was getting popular with, it drowned out. That's why he lost. So it's like, I don't know how it's going. I don't know how he's going to revamp it. I don't know. I can't really bet. But I really do like EK, though. EK is fire. So I just call it 2-1 either way.
I got Prep.
I'm not bad. Because he could wild out. Bro, he could wild out. He could chase his whole shit. And just it'll be bad for a nigga. Like, I'm telling you, bro. You sit out that long, you could do.
Who looks up to Mook most between between EK and between EK and Prep?
What, me or Mook?
Yeah. Like, who looks up to Mook more? Yeah, between Prep and between Prep and EK. Whoever does, I have him losing the battle.
Why you say that?
I'm just trolling. I'm just trolling, man. But I got Prep 2-1.
Okay. Yeah, I'm saying it could be
because his performance. Yeah, like his performance might be crazy. It might be trash. But yeah, like you said, it could go either way.
I don't know. I don't know what it could be. What's the last battle?
We got What's these niggas, man? Ah, man. God, hold on. I got to check the thing right fast. Hold on. Who the fuck is it?
Hold on. Emerson Kennedy versus Prep. Losa versus Ryder. Oh, so the ones that got posted on IG.
Oh, okay. The round three of rookies versus vets. Easy to block Captain and Cortez.
Oh, I got easy.
You got easy?
I got easy on a strong 2-0. And if he does what he's supposed to do, he could get a clean 30. Clean 30, bro.
Hey, man, look.
I don't like Cortez. I don't like Cortez, so I got the other dude just automatically.
Yo, if Cortez does not say like pause and be like what or nasty and he just hits his bars and he just like starts cleaning niggas, he could win the battle.
That should be cringe.
Long as he stops saying nasty and stops saying what, you know what I mean, in the middle of this shit. I'd rather, you know what I mean, unless the punches be so crazy and so crazy. That niggas be like, well, he's like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it's warranted, but he be like dragging it, bro. Like, he be dragging it. That's what makes niggas hate him, bro. Like, he be dragging it. Like,
damn.
He be dragging it, bro. Deadass. Because he don't be, he's a respectable rapper, bro. But he really just be dragging it when he be like, the shit he be doing, bro.
Yo, that's crazy. My whole team got Cortez beating Easy, bro. Mm. shouts out to Easy the Block Captain, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Good looking, you know what I'm saying, for giving us that look and shit like that. But bro, I'm gonna call the spade a spade, bro. I got Cortez 2-1, if not 3-0, bro. Mm. Cortez is gonna fuck Easy the Block Captain up, bro.
Are you crazy?
Oh, Cortez is going to fuck Easy up.
If he gets body bagged 3-0, he got to quit battle rap. Easily. How do you get 3-0 by Cortez?
Hold on, bro. I'm not going OD because Cortez is kind of a legend, but I kind of feel that.
Y'all niggas is tweaking right now, bro.
He's only a legend because he came in with Math and them. But like as far as himself, but as far as himself, I'm not giving it.
He's definitely worse than Murder Mook. So just know that. I would definitely listen to 20 minutes of Murder Mook rather than 20 minutes than Cortez, nigga. I would be like, "What? You see how you feel about Murder Mook? I kind of feel that way about Cortez.
I don't feel like that about Murder Mook, though.
Exactly.
But Cortez, bro, if Cortez wins one round,
yeah, like
Easy gotta quit.
Cortez, bro. Look, Cortez is I'm not you know what I mean? Because I am from Brooklyn. I'm not gonna OD on him. But okay. Cortez has the type of clout where if he manages to beat you, it hurts. Get what I'm saying? But he don't really get credit for it because it's like niggas don't really jack his style. You feel me? So it's like yeah. Like he's not really. You don't even want to battle him, bro. It's like you get hooked up with that battle. It's like, damn. Cause think about it, Ryder is a dead ass good rapper to me. But you see, yeah. he battled Cortez and had a debatable. Now he's like regular. Now he's regular.
Yeah.
If yeah, he beat yeah. the shit out of Cortez, he would be like up now. Way he would be like up there with Twerk. Same cards, everything. You had a debatable with Cortez. We got to slow down. Maybe a Born Legacy. Maybe a Band Legacy. You feel what I'm saying? And then he started choking against these little niggas. And then it was kind of over for him. But they brought him back for the Ultimate Madness, and he pulled that shit. So it's like, but before he got to Cortez, Ryder was crazy, bro. Ryder was crazy. Winning every battle. He did not lose on URL. You get what I'm saying? But you came in there like kind of cocky with Cortez. You know
what yeah. I mean?
That was it. That's why Cortez.
As you should, by the way. As you should. You should definitely come confident against Cortez.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But Cortez, you know, when niggas get mad in battle rap and or in rap in general, they do amazing things, right?
Yeah.
And Cortez be getting disrespected to the level where he should get mad and start ODing on niggas. So it's just like, but you get what I mean? He's not a star to the point where you put Rum Nitty in front of him. He's not going to make the most of it. He's not going to make it. He choked. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a dud battle. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a dub right, battle.
So also this Saturday, bro, we got the RBE mask off card, mask on card. We're just gonna go through the good battles, you know what I'm saying? That's on there. Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you cats know. Are y'all familiar with TY? Not TY, but Truth Watson. You know Truth Watson?
I know Truth Watson.
Truth Watson on the bottom of the card, we got Truth Watson versus Floss the Boss.
I got Truth Watson. 2-1.
I don't know. Yeah,
I got Truth Watson.
He's like my level of battle rap, so well, like a little higher than mine. So I know. Yeah.
Truth Watson popped Jazz Rapper Cherry. That's the nigga.
I got that,
bro. So we gonna go ahead and go up. Snake Eyes versus Heavy Half.
I got Snake Eyes. I got Snake Eyes like 3-0. Like I don't know who Heavy Hands is. So yeah, I hope he.
I got Heavens for 2-1. I got Heavens for 2-1 because this year seems to be the year of the underdog.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. This definitely is the year of the underdog. So anything could happen. But I don't know that. So.
Oh yeah. All right. Yeah, Sam. I don't know.
All right, Charles. So this would get, you know what I'm saying, this would get decent. This when the car get a little decent. We got Overhead Translation versus Three of Them Things, Chef Trez.
I got Translation.
I got Chef 2-1.
Yeah, I got Translation 2-1.
All right.
But yeah, no, but that's close. That's a close battle. That's a close battle, especially if they go in their game.
Give y'all reasons why. Why y'all think that?
Well, why, what?
Oh, this is why I think Chef Trez is gonna beat Ol Red 2-1. One, I think Chef Trez is on a streak right now. Two, in a small room, you could kill the freestyle. And three, I don't know if Ol Red's gonna do that well on a small room.
All right. So next we got I got actually in that battle, bro. I'm going with.
It's hard though. Yeah, it's hard.
It's different. It's different. That's why.
I mean, it's hard. Different. I mean, what's cool? Cause Ol Red got bars. He got schemes. He got like he says punches, stuff that you don't catch until later. You watch like the fourth time. So
he's like I was telling everybody, he's like the perfect blend between, you know what I'm saying, a writer and a punch heavy battler.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a perfect blend between a writer, a pen battler, and a punch battler. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yo, Polo, you back, bro?
Yeah, just joined back.
Polo.
Yeah, so I got Chef 2-1 because he's been on a streak when you could freestyle off top, it helps. And like I said, I just don't know if Ol Red will show up.
You think you're gonna keep up with those rebuttals? The Chef Trez freestyle ability?
Yep.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Oh, I hope so. I just want to see a great battle, you know? I just want to see a great battle. I don't care.
Ol Red has infinite potential, I'm not going to lie.
All right.
He has mad potential. He just be choking up the shit. So, but, I mean, I think, or, like, some weird shit happens. He loses his voice or some shit. But, like, he was the champion of the year off, like, crazy shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? And if he gets in his bag, and he knows not to, like, you didn't see him in chess? That shit was crazy, bro. He beat chess too. He was just walking on.
That shit was crazy, bro.
Did you see
Ol Red versus JC and Genesis?
I think JC won that, didn't
you? You seen Ol Red get smoked by JC Genesis?
I don't think I saw it, but I heard. Yeah, I think. But it happens, bro. It happens, though. But JC smoked Chef Trez. So what are we saying?
I guess we're saying JC 3-0.
JC beat Nitty too to me, yo.
Yeah, he beat Nitty 3-0 too, bro.
JC beat five. Nitty, y'all.
He beat the shit out of Nitty. Nitty. He bit the shit.
So, all right.
Sheet.
Sheet. All right, so we got a...
what?
Yo, so next week we got Big K versus Mac Myron.
Who?
Big K versus Mac Myron.
I got Mac Myron 3-0, though.
I don't know who Mac Myron is, but I got him 2-1.
Bro, you don't know who Mac Myron is, brother?
No.
That nigga don't know. Oh, Mac Myron.
Man.
Yo,
come on.
You know who Jeffrey is?
Yo, you must. Hold on. Hey, Polo, hold on, bro. Hold on. Lewis, bro. You must just be a casual battle rap fan, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You a cat? Okay, that's why you don't know who Mac Myron is. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Because Mac Myron is fire. Like, Mac Myron is really, really fire. So I got Mac Myron 3-0 in that battle. But I got Big K giving up a fight. But unless he's going to reveal.
I got Mac Myron.
Unless Big K got like a snitching round, like, if he reveals Mac Myron as a snitch or some shit, I got Mac Myron 3-0. It's over. There's no way, because like Unless unless Big K shows me something, maybe Big K is pretty hot with RBE, so you never know.
Yo, what if that's Big K new thing, exposing it?
That's what I'm saying, but if it's not to the caliber of what he did to Adi Boom, I really don't want to hear it. Like, you ruined Adi Boom's life. So if, unless you're ruining somebody's life, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're really torturing them, like Jack.
All right, so and that hit.
It's not. I'm not really trying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really trying to see John John for a while. You know what I mean? Until he sees, like, I'm trying to see John John versus Surf, where he's in trouble in some type of way. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't want to see John John versus a little nigga anymore. Like,
he, I got man. If John John,
you said what?
I don't want to see John John versus. I want to see, bro. I think John John will smoke Surf right now, bro. Like right now, I got him smoking Surf, bro.
I don't think so.
I want to see Cortez versus Surf.
Why would you disrespect Surf, my nigga? Yo, I'm about to get off because this nigga is just blasphemy.
Yeah, wow, man. We about to dip. Yeah, we about to dip, bro. Take it.
Like, what are you saying?
Who wants to see nigga Cortez versus Surf?
What?
Over John John. Over John John.
What? Are you crazy?
Why? What? Okay, go ahead, Tito. Go ahead. Why, sir? Why?
He don't even
got to. Oh, see, y'all on it. Okay, one day I'm gonna bring y'all up on a panel, bro. I'm gonna bring y'all up when my panel's on, bro. I see y'all. So y'all the surf, y'all them surf cats. All right,
we ain't
I fuck with surf, bro.
Cats.
But I just call it how it is, bro. I don't want to see surf for a little while.
Here's the thing. I'm a big fan of surf, but Cortez is trash. I told you this. Cortez is not gonna be too surf. Is that gonna be Sue Surf? Even if Sue Surf chokes all three rounds,
Sue Surf Cortez is not trash, bro. Stop saying that, bro.
Sue Surf
can
get 12 bars out.
Yeah,
he's still gonna get 3-0.
No,
Cortez
is not trash.
But Sue Surf can beat Cortez very
easy.
Hold on, bro. Let me speak, bro. Y'all saying this like, bro, y'all. Yo, P.
What up?
Yo, P.
Yo.
Is this how you feel about Murder Mook?
No. Hold on, time out, bro. Yo, P.
Yo, you hear me?
These cats is bugging. Hey, cats bugging right now, bro. They got Surf beating Cortez, bro.
Ooh.
And Lewis said Cortez is trash, bro.
Who said that?
I did.
You say Cortez trash?
Yeah.
Why he trash?
I'm exaggerating, but Cortez doesn't have that. He like his punchlines are okay at best.
Yo,
like, it's
yo,
okay.
Bro,
he doesn't have a style like his flow, like his flow and like his flow and
yo,
delivery is boring.
These cats, yo, P, hold on, P, these cats.
Let me see something.
305
P. Hold on,
I'm
trying to figure it out. Like, are you saying that because of what the coach is saying, or are you saying that general opinion, like? You been watching
my opinion.
Him.
Listen,
have you been watching him since he been in New York? Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yo, 305 P. This is Polo Paul, right?
So and I find it boring.
Look, Polo Paul. I'm a guest on this shit. Yeah, I'm a battle rapper. I'm from Brooklyn, and I've been seeing Cortez. I've been known about Cortez, right? This is my thing, right?
Yeah.
This is my only thing, bro. If he would to not say nasty or be like, what? In the middle of his shit, hyping his own shit, he would be 10 times better.
You can't say that because a lot of them
That's
do
such
that.
A weird thing to say.
A lot
yeah.
of them do that.
Nah, like he his don't, shit, I mean, he don't have just, the swagger.
Don't have the swagger.
Like, no, P.
I don't think so.
That is true, though. That is true, Cortez. Yeah, just like I said, Cortez is just like a cheap version of Danny Ma.
Man, nah, bottom. Man, hold on, bro. Let me talk. Bro, hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Yo, Lewis, bro, think, you done said enough, bro.
I think Don Marino can get Cortez out of here.
Yo.
P. Hey, yo, P.
I'm listening, bro.
I think Adi Boom can
bro,
beat.
Bro, you hear what these guys saying, bro?
I think Adi Boom can beat Cortez on, right now.
Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro.
Yo, no, he can't. No, he can't.
Bro, P.
Okay, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, yo, tell him out. Hey, yo, time out, P. Where you at, bro?
Yo, yeah, nah, he was OD. He was chilling at that point. Like, Adi Boom, nah.
Yo, P, bro.
I'm joking.
P, where you at, bro? I can't hear you.
I mean, I'm driving, dog, so you probably is going to probably go in and out. But, like, at the end of the day, bro, that's just, man, look.
That's just all
Cortez.
Opinion,
I know Cortez. I don't watch Cortez 30 niggas.
Yeah, he does 30. He can rap. That's not what I'm ever saying. But I'm just saying, like,
him being y'all niggas, bro. No P. No, hold on.
Listen to what I'm saying, bro. Look.
Y'all got Cortez beating Easy. Y'all got Easy the Black Captain beating Cortez, bro.
I got a strong 2-1. I got a strong 2-1 on Cortez.
They said, bro. Both of them said Easy the Black Captain will beat Cortez, bro.
I don't see that happening. I definitely
what are
you? All right, but I know Easy the Black Captain personally. Yeah, I mean,
you can know him, but that don't mean he's gonna win.
I mean, I know what he can do, so I think he's gonna win. That's what I think.
Yo.
I mean, I know what Cortez.
Oh, man.
I know what Cortez could do, but I'm not really impressed with Cortez.
Yo.
State the hottest bar from Cortez right now.
Me?
Yeah, I want to hear it right now.
Yes.
Or take your time.
Like that yeah. We can, like that, if you say.
Or just a dope bar in general.
Just a dope bar in general.
Let's make it easy. Just a dope bar in general.
When he battled Cicero and he used
Cicero?
What's the nigga name? Cicero, right? Cicero, whatever the fucking name is. Cicero
from Philly.
Yeah, Cicero.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Wait, hold on, bro. Hold on. Y'all act like Cortez.
Then when I do it, you.
Wait, hold on, hey.
I didn't say anything.
Yo.
Hey, hold on,
no,
bro.
This is what I'm gonna add. This is what I'm gonna add to this argument, just so we can just end this right now, right? Yo, dude. do you know? Yo, wait, hold on. I gotta make sure I'm talking to the right person.
Hey, yeah, man, hold on,
Lewis. Do you know who Cicero is?
Bro, Lewis don't know who Cicero is. Lewis is he a casual battle rap fan, bro. He's a casual battle rap fan.
I'm not going to watch Cortez. First of all, I'm not going to watch Cortez against a no-name.
Bro, first off, fam, hold on.
I don't like Cortez,
on,
first of all. I don't like Cortez on top. But here's the thing.
This is why Surf can win easy, bro. Because
no, bro, hold on.
Because Lewis don't know who Cicero.
He got more fans off rip.
What does that got to do with anything? He got more
that
fans.
That has everything to do with everything.
But that wasn't my point, though. But that was my in a battle. Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, fans.
If he slip up 3 times in that one battle, he lost.
But
right?
If he don't, it's over. You get what
I'm saying? Hold on, fam. No, Sue Surf versus Gotti.
Sue Surf versus Reed Dollars. That is a hard surf to beat.
Yeah,
Sue Surf versus Gotti and Reed Dollars.
You gotta beat Surf, man.
I got Surf winning.
Is it debatable? Here's the thing. Is it debatable? I'll give you that.
If that was a debate, I'll give you that. Come on now,
because they were both going because they were both in prime.
First off, bro, I'm not arguing with no casual battle rap fan about if Geechee got to beat. You know what I'm saying? Suit Surf. You know what I'm saying? That's first off, bro. I'm not talking about you, Paul. I'm talking about Lewis.
But I got
that's
you.
But I saw the battle. But I saw the battle. Yeah.
How can you debate with him and he don't know who Cicero is, and Cicero is one of the top.
You could debate with me, though. You still could debate with me, though.
No, but I'm not debating Cortez versus Cicero. I'm just debating Cortez in general.
You just said in your argument that Lewis, do you know who Cicero is?
And that's why that was my point.
That was my point.
I'm saying
that's what you. So how you don't say that? You don't even know who he is. You giving it to Surf when this guy don't even know who the dude is.
What does Cortez versus Cicero have to do with Surf,
bro? So,
name. Hey, hold on. Hey, wait.
With Surf taking on Reed Dollars, which is Reed Dollars, you telling me Reed Dollars
is a legend though?
And Cicero ain't.
Cicero, one of the legends in Philly, bro.
Not more than Reed Dollars.
How?
What?
But Cicero's still one of them guys, bro.
You gotta go do your research.
Yo, he forgot his round, bro. Like you didn't.
But it's not about the past.
Yo, you forgot.
What has he done recently?
Yeah, like what are you talking about,
bro? Sir, check it out, bro. No.
I know who Cicero is.
Bro, Surf choked against Reed Dollars, bro. Come on, bro. Surf can't finish.
What does that have to do against Cortez?
Cortez will beat Surf. Cortez is not beating Sue Surf. End of story. I bet money on it.
Hey, yo. P. Hold on, bro. Hold up. P.
He didn't beat New Jersey Twerk. He didn't beat Tay Rock.
Sue Surf.
Thank you. You can't say it, though.
I would not sit up here and say that he going to get washed by Surf either.
Yeah, but I don't think he's gonna lose.
Hold on, y'all.
I still don't feel like Surf gonna lose. He don't have to.
Would you rather see Sue Surf and John John or Sue Surf and Cortez?
Him and John John.
Thank you. You lost this argument.
That's our point.
It's over. Thank you. I'm good. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you was saying some bullshit just now. We was like, what?
I forgot that's how he started because he said Jaja would not.
He tried to discredit your fanhood and all that. Talk to this nigga B.
I don't know who Cesaro is. What does that have to do versus Sue Surf versus Kitchen Gotti? Cesaro had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, that's a fact. No.
He was losing the argument.
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying any of that. I ain't saying Cesaro.
Yeah, you came in the middle of it. He tried to like use you in his argument.
My thing is don't count Cortez out just because of whatever you thinking. Because it's all opinionated, period. Cortez is one of those dangerous dudes that you can play with. Because if you go in there playing with Cortez, he won't. That's the thing. You don't know that. I know that.
He's going to be here.
First of all, Surf is not going to battle Cortez. He's not even going to battle Cortez. Yeah,
it's not going to happen, bro.
Bro, what do you mean he's not going to be? Bro, what are you talking about, bro? You don't think it's going to happen?
It's never going to happen.
It's not worth it.
You tripping. Y'all think it's tripping, bro.
Yo, Surf is never going to battle Cortez, bro.
Yes, he is.
And he shouldn't.
This is my thing, bro.
Niggas watch me in a lot.
This is what I'm saying about people with Sue Surf because y'all fail to realize, we talk so much shit. But when it come down to them people saying, you know what, you talk a lot of shit, jump in the ring, he want to bring up, oh, but it won't be good business with it. Shut the fuck up, then. If you ain't gonna battle, don't talk.
This is what I'm saying. Cortez, part of his career is getting to Surf.
All right, so you're a battle rapper, right?
Yeah.
And
Let me get this out. If I'm Cortez, I got a battle, Sue Surf.
Polo, you a battle rapper, right? So if I sit right here, if I was a battle rapper and I say, man, Polo can't beat me, that boy, I'll watch that boy easy. And you come out your mouth and say, well, you know what? If you feel that way, jump in the ring with me. And I keep telling you, I ain't gonna never bother you because you ain't worth my time. What you gonna say?
Stop saying my name then.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Why you keep saying the man name but you won't jump in the ring with him?
I think they're cool in person, but I don't know. I think I think he just be trolling.
Hey, but hold on. Bro, so I'm going to go back to this, bro, because y'all really got ease to block Captain Beaton Cortez, bro.
Yeah, I do, though.
Nah, I don't.
Yeah.
I got Cortez 2-1.
But if Cortez wins, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying.
I want to like Cortez. I really want to like Cortez, but he makes it so hard. Like, this is someone who really, I try to watch his battle every couple of months. I'm like, you know what? Like, maybe at the
just
time.
Just give me one battle
at the time, I was wrong.
Just give me one battle I like. Lewis. Yeah. All right, bro. Cause listen, bro. Cause now this shit pissing me the fuck off, bro. Bro, you act. Listen, bro. No, hold up. Cortez, bro. Beat Daylight and King of the Dot, bro. What are you talking about, bro?
No, he did it.
But yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
I saw that battle recently. No, he did not.
You're a casual, bro. This is what I'm understanding, bro. Lewis, bro, you're a casual battle rap fan, bro.
No, but it was a King of the Dot battle,
bro.
I'm just letting you guys know.
So what does that mean? It was a King of the Dot battle.
I feel like.
What does that mean?
What are you talking about, bro? That's a dude count, bro. That's a dude count. No, Lewis, bro, it counts, bro. Lewis, it counts, bro.
I didn't say that. How is it the one that said it didn't count?
Polo, did you say it don't count, bro?
Polo,
did you just count, bro? Because it's on King of the Dot, bro.
Yo, no, I'm saying Daylight, the rapper Daylight, he takes shits on those type of platforms.
On a white man platform, right.
So. I don't really Cortez battling. He would never take Cortez on URL though. Gangster.
Facts.
And that's just facts. That nigga said versus Tay Rock, he got paid like mad money. Like, I know he didn't get paid $8 million, but like he definitely got paid some money to do what he did. You feel what I'm saying? That's a Daylight you gotta beat. And Cortez cannot beat that Daylight for a fact. Neither can Sue Surf. Either.
He could.
Nobody's beating that. Like Loaded Lux might not beat that. Daylight.
Beat what?
Cortez. Oh.
I don't
know. Daylight that rock face.
You know P, bro. You know me. Yo. I got Daylight being Loaded Lux, bro. When that happened.
No, I feel like it could go either way, bro.
You got a fork?
Because, like I said, man, that Lux going to
talk to that boy, that's what I'm saying.
He's going to talk to that boy. Like,
yo, and real shit.
Like, what Surf showed up with, Lux ain't really.
Yo, real shit. I don't even think Lux used his real material for Surf.
That shit Surf put out was pathetic.
Yeah, like, I feel like he changed around his round, and then he was just rapping. You feel what I'm saying? For mad long.
Yeah, he was just rapping. They had to stop him every time because he was just talking to the boy. He like, man.
Yeah, this shit hard to watch, man. It was bad. But Surf puts up numbers, bro. Like, so... We not gonna take that away from him, but yeah, he be fucking up. He be talking too much. And then you drop the ball on the biggest ball that everybody wanted. Like everybody wanted that ball and you dropped it. And he knows he fucked up. So like at the same time, I you know what I mean? I still respect Surf for what but he has to battle like John, but he doesn't have to battle Cortez. I guarantee you that.
He's scared to battle John, because John too.
Yeah. John might. No, but he wants John smoke. And he wants that classic battle.
And John, he's and ready that's now. John don't want him now.
That's the thing. But he gonna take
him. John don't want him now.
But John gonna take him. JC gonna take him. They're not gonna leave the bag out, bro. He's too hot.
I guarantee you. before you see John John and JC in the ring with Sue Surf, you're going to see Surf versus Cortez. I bet you that.
Bet what?
I'll bet money on that. I'm telling you.
Dead ass. Don't hide
before
money.
You will see, cause John
I said
John,
never.
One never. It would never happen. That, bro. John John is still trying to get that ill will battle.
Yeah, but he's gonna fuck Surf up, bro. He's gonna fuck Surf up.
I'm not saying, I didn't say that. Listen to what I'm saying. The reason why I'm saying that before you will see John John or JC in the ring with Surf, you'll see Cortez first, is because one, John John is trying to get that ill will back. JC already said he don't want to fuck with Surf, period. With no amount of money, none of that. He just don't want to do it. Cortez is the only one left.
Nah, Cortez. There's millions of people he could take, bro. Come on, bro.
John, and JC will say yes to Surf if it was offered.
Yeah,
JC.
I don't care. I don't care what they say. Good look.
That's a fire.
That's a good look.
We're not even gonna do that. It's gonna do numbers. Yeah. They know it. They say a lot.
You ever seen a fine female? Then when you talk to her, she's.
How many battle rappers have said, yo, I'm not going to battle my friend, and then you see them battle? And that's just friends. So, yes, JC and John John are going to say yes to Surf.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. But when it do happen, that y'all going to say, okay, you was right. That's all I
want
to hear.
I want my shit. If it happens before that, right? If you're wrong, I want my right too.
Nah, I give you that. Hey, I give you that. I give you. I put your name on it and everything. Hey, Polo, you was right. I give you that.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yo, Polo, you hear me?
Yo. We lost Lewis.
Oh yeah. Polo. Hey, bro. Like I said.
Hold on. Hey, I'm about to walk in the crib real quick.
Yo, y'all can hear me. Back. Y'all can hear me.
No, I hear you. I don't hear them.
All right.
The phone about to go dead. Let me go walk up and put this shit on the charger. I'm gonna jump back on.
Yo, Polo. Hello. What the fuck wrong with my shit, man? Damn. Hello. All right, man. Hey, yo, Polo, man. Appreciate you for hopping on. Hey, bro, you can hop on this bitch anytime, bro. You need to get on this bitch on Saturday afterwards, you know what I'm saying, when we going to do these caffeine, you know what I'm saying, recaps and shit like that, man. But I'm going ahead and cap the show off, man. You know what I'm saying? Better Recap Podcast, Better Rap Podcast, Hip Hop Media Podcast. This is your boy Tito, gang shit, no lame shit, man. And we out.